She's a real woman with a real life. She's someone you can relate to. Dawn Newton.
Welcome to the Dawn Newton Podcast. I am your host, Dawn Newton. I am so excited about my guest today. She is attorney, award-winning television personality, and longtime women's heart health advocate, Star Jones. Star is here to discuss her journey as a survivor of heart disease and the launch of Letter to My Mother campaign, which encourages women to take the pledge to talk to their mother or the women in their life about heart health. As the fourth generation in her family to experience heart disease, Star is a passionate advocate for women's health and heart health.
Hey.
Hey, Star, how are you?
I am very well indeed. Hi, Dawn.
Well, it's such a pleasure to be talking with you, Star Jones. A little fangirl going on, but I'll work through that. Attorney, award-winning television personality, longtime women's heart health advocate. Such a pleasure to speak with you and to get this message out. I can't think of a better spokesperson for this than yourself and your own personal journey when it comes to women's heart health.
Thank you so much, Dawn. You know, May is Women's Health Month, and so when Medtronic spoke to me about leading the Letters to My Mother campaign to really emphasize women's heart health, you knew I jumped at the chance because this has been my life's work. For the last 15 years, I have really been laser focused on bringing attention to women's heart health. And it's really for a very selfish reason. It's because it impacted on my life in such a profound way. I am a heart disease survivor and a heart disease thriver.
Yes, I've read your story, followed your story, been a big fan for a long time, but also your surgery. I mean, your heart was outside of your body 22 minutes.
Yes, ma'am. Let me tell you something. Heart disease is the number one killer of women, but I cannot tell you that I ever thought about it before. I was experiencing some really strange symptoms, hard heart palpitations, lightheadedness, dizziness, fatigue, shortness of breath. I had not had a heart attack. I actually walked into the doctor's office that particular day in some high heel boots and leather jeans, thinking I was going to go to lunch afterwards. But lo and behold, we ended up doing a series of tests, and my doctor found that I had a malfunctioning aortic valve that was making my heart not operate optimally, and it would require a repair to the aortic valve in hopes of staving off a replacement, or worse, a heart replacement down the line. So we had some really big decisions to make, and although I did not have a heart attack, I ended up having to have open heart surgery. And you're right, the real kind where they crack your chest and your heart's disconnected. My heart was disconnected for 22 minutes. The heart-lung machine kept me alive. But the science and the technology has really advanced. 7 days later, I walked out of the hospital, but I walked out with a new lease on life and a new purpose. I became a heart health advocate that day. It's the number one killer of women, but it has been for the last century. Heart disease beats all forms of cancer combined on, yet we still don't have the level of awareness and the level of discussion that we need to when it comes to women. So a letter to my mother is our hope to start that conversation.
Why don't we talk about it? What is it? Are we just too busy? We're just too distracted, not putting ourselves first? What is that? All of the above?
You know, it is all of the above. But, you know, like I said, we have 60 million women nationwide who live with some form of heart disease, yet less than half. And Medtronic found, we're talking about 44% of women, have ever discussed heart health with their own families. And only a third has asked their doctors to assess their heart risk. So the numbers are really, really daunting. And since you know, if you've watched me on TV over the years, hot topics is my thing, I can legitimately tell you that almost half of the women, I think Medtronic found 45% of women would rather discuss politics, money, or relationships with their mothers or grandmothers, you know, beauty and fashion. We'll do that before discussing family health history. And that study really, I think, started us on this journey for a letter to my mother. Listen, if you are not comfortable talking about the thing that can save your life, let's figure out a way for you to do it. And it's time that we start with that immediate connection. I'm talking about an email, a text message, a letter, even a social media post. I actually thought it might be fun for, so when you're going out to lunch or going out to dinner, put a little card that asks a question so that you can start this conversation with the women in your life.
And, Star, I was curious, too, prior to your surgery, were you having any symptoms, side effects, anything that was telling you there might be something out of whack with,
yes,
with your cardiovascular?
Yes, but here's the interesting part. Like I said, I did have a heart attack, but I had shortness of breath. I had fatigue. I had some dizziness, lightheadedness. I did get some intense heart palpitations over time, but a lot of doctors would have just said that's anxiety, because women get diagnosed with anxiety when they go to the emergency room, presenting with those symptoms. Some say stress, which, yes, I may have been anxious. I may have been under stress, but I also have heart disease. And so I had to advocate for myself. But I really think that because I come from a family with a long history of heart disease, it was really rarely a topic that we discussed in my family. As a matter of fact, I can't honestly say we ever had a discussion until I had open heart surgery, even when literally I'm four generations of women in my family who have had some form of heart disease. So it's really about asking the questions early enough to save your own life. You know, Dawn, what do they tell us when we get on the plane? Put your own oxygen mask on first before you try to help other people. And so this is the time for women to put our own oxygen mask on so that we know our health history, our family history, and you can get all those resources, right, that we've made it easy for you. If you go to alettertomymother.com, you can get those resources. You can get some suggested questions, not just for your family members, but for the doctors once you have all of that information.
No, and I think that's such a great tool to have, because I know talking with our family, we're a little more maybe comfortable, relaxed to ask those questions. But when we're in the emergency room or urgent care with our doctor and they're kind of dismissing it as anxiety or something else going on, how do we push, like, no, I want, can we do a CT? Can we do something? Having that conversation with a physician, I think, can be a little bit more challenging.
Absolutely. But to ask for some specific things, like I want women to start to ask about their blood pressure. Say, you know how every time we go into the doctor for a primary care visit, they take your blood pressure. But do we ask the follow-up question ourselves? So what is my blood pressure and how does that impact on my heart health? You just had the blood pressure cuff around your arm, okay? If you're experiencing a regular heartbeat, like I have a bit of a murmur, and I know I have a bit of a murmur, ask what that means. Ask if that's a symptom of something else. If you have some shortness of breath, or like I had fatigue, and I'm not talking, you know, you're tired just as a woman, which is, you know, we can be tired sometimes. I'm talking fatigue where you feel like you can't get out of bed. That's fatigue. Those are common conditions for heart valve failure, and that's exactly what I had, heart valve failure. Because I listened to my body, I saved my own life. And remember, heart disease can be anything from heart valve failure to coronary artery disease. What we're trying to do is to assess what has happened in your own family so that you can stave it off from happening again. 60 million women are affected by some form of heart disease. Let's get that number down. And all you got to do is start with a conversation. alettertomymother.com is a good place to start.
Well, this is, I mean, the information is, and the awareness is so important to start that conversation. And I can't, like I said, I can't think of a better advocate, someone to tell us, give us that ruling of what we need to do, if I can put that pun in there. But I think,
yes, indeed.
Absolutely. How is your health today?
This is the best part about it. I saw my cardiologist a couple of months ago. Dr. Fuster told me that I am in optimal heart health. I have great blood pressure. My blood sugar levels are excellent. I tend to get lightheaded still, but that's because I have a little bit of anemia, and that requires me to make sure that I eat some protein like I'm supposed to and drink plenty of water. So all the things that I'm supposed to do, I do, and it has allowed me to live a long and wonderful life. I just want you to know, if you think about all the good things that have happened to me in my life and all the good things that we want for each other, I've married the man of my dreams. I now have a son, a bonus son. I got him at 10. He's now turning 20 next week. I have the dream job that I love at Divorce Court. I launched my own beauty line with StarJonesBeauty.com. I did all the things that I wanted to do, but I could only do because I was alive and because I was healthy. And ladies, if mama ain't healthy, ain't nobody healthy. So
yeah.
I want you to do the same thing. You deserve to have every bit of life in front of you, and you can only do that being healthy.
Absolutely. I mean, this awareness and the empowerment that you're providing is, it's priceless. Where would you like us to go again, Star, for more information? A letter
Please.
To my mother.
please visit alettertomymother.com. That's alettertomymother.com to learn more about your own risk for heart disease and how you can start these conversations.
Thank you so much, Star, for this awareness, the empowerment. It's been a real honor speaking with you.
Same here. Best wishes, Dawn.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Dawn Newton Podcast, and a special thank you to my guest, award-winning television personality and women's heart health advocate, Star Jones. One conversation can be life-saving. And to help kick off that heart health conversation, please visit alettertomymother.com. And be sure and check out my website, dawnnewton.com. The Dawn Newton Podcast is written, produced, and hosted by Dawn Newton.